So we're now in the week of Parsha Shmos. So we've moved on from the story of our Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And we're moving on to the story of the Jews in Golos, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe, can you all hear me? Hashem tells Moshe that he needs to go down and save the Jewish people. And Moshe's first reaction to this is Mi Anochi. We know that Moshe was the most humble person that ever lived. So of course, when Hashem tells him that he should go save the people, Moshe says, Mi Anochi, who am I that I'm actually going to save the Jewish people? And then Hashem says to him, you'll know because I'll be with you. I'll be with you and it'll be fine. So the question is, and there are a lot of questions like this when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, What is the balance between being a humble person but knowing the reality? Hashem went to Moshe and he asked him to do it. He knew that he could do it. If Hashem wanted him to do it, if Hashem didn't think he could have done it, he wouldn't have asked him. So why was he saying, Mi Anochi? So there's Gemara in Menachos. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, why does it say in the Torah, Zos HaTorah La'ola LaMincha? Because Kol HaOsek B'Torah, when you learn Torah, Ki'ilu Hakrif Ola Mincha Chatas V'Asham. Someone who learns Torah, if you learn the parshios of the korbanos, even if we don't offer sacrifices, by learning Torah, it's as if you offered those sacrifices that we can't offer anymore. So in the Gemara it says that we can, through our Torah learning, it's as if we're actually offering sacrifices in the temple, which is no longer. But Rava says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah, whoever learns Torah, einu tzarech lo ola v'lo l'mencha, lo asham. Rava says, if you learn Torah, you don't need to bring those. So what's the difference? In either case, we're not bringing it a sacrifice. One says, if you learn Torah, it's as if you already brought it. And one says, if you learn Torah, it's as if you don't have to bring it. So the Kodesh explains, when you bring a korban, it's because you did something wrong. You have to rectify your sins by doing tshuva, being atoned, and you have to bring a sacrifice for that atonement. So he says, sometimes you do a chait, sometimes a Jew does something wrong, and that thing that you do wrong stays with you a little bit. Sometimes if you do something wrong enough, now it no longer becomes something that's wrong, it becomes something that for you is normal. And then we go on to the next level, right? It becomes habitual. Sometimes when you do something wrong, it sticks with you for a little bit. But other times you do a chait, and immediately as soon as you do it, you have a charata, you feel guilt, and you immediately throw it off you, and you do tshuva right there at that moment. The one in the Gemara who said that learning Torah is like bringing an ola, or a mincha, or an asham, says that you can learn Torah to get over your sins. By learning Torah, it's as if you brought a korban. But the one in the Gemara that said that learning Torah is as if you don't need to do a korban, you don't need to bring an ola or an asham or a chatas, means that there's a way that when you do the chait, you can get rid of it right away, and you don't even need to bring it. Hear what I'm saying? Sometimes the Torah is the kapara. The Torah is in place of the sacrifice. And sometimes the Torah sets you up that you don't even need the sacrifice. So the Rebbe explains, what does this mean? So there's something in Judaism called Yiras Chet, to be afraid of sin. And to be afraid of sin means that you so badly don't want to be far from Hashem, you so badly don't want to do something wrong, that you're more aware that Hashem's around you, you're more aware of something that you might do wrong, and then you don't come to do it. But there's a more subtle kind of yiras chet, of fear of doing something wrong, that even when you're doing things right, even when you're doing things that aren't necessarily wrong, you overanalyze everything you do to say, was that really right? Could I have done that better? And you're always concerned, is this in the best way possible that I could have done it? And you're nervous about it. This kind of yiras chet can bring you to a place that if you ever actually do something wrong, you immediately recognize it and you throw it off you completely. So there's a Medrash that says, in the Zohar it says, that before Hashem created the world, the Torah said to Hashem, this man that you're going to create, he's going to have sin. Right? Why would you create the world to create man that's going to sin? Why would you do that? And Hashem says, if I don't do that, so what's the point of calling me Kelrach Mechanun? I'm a merciful God. What's the point of being merciful if there won't be a man that's going to sin? And the Shaila is, the Eish Kodesh says, the Torah knows there's going to be tshuva. Why would the Torah ask, why would you create the world if there's going to be sin, if he knew there was going to be tshuva? Right, the Lashon of the Zohar is, Asid lachto lacha. In the future he's going to sin. Asid lachto lacha. So why would you create the world? And the Eish Kodesh says the words that the Torah said. The Torah said these words to Hashem. Asi lachto lacha. Those words are the yiras chet that we should have. Those words give us the capacity to have yiras chet. Yiras chet, fear of sin that we need to have, is asi lachto lacha. I'm going to do something wrong. I will do something wrong. I'm afraid I'm going to do something wrong. If you leave inspiration and you say, what am I going to do that's great? From here on out, I'm going to do this right, and I'm going to do this right. And you only think about the greatness that you're going to achieve. When you do something wrong, that sin will sit with you. It will linger with you, and it'll stick for a long time until you re-inspire yourself. You learn Torah again, and then that Torah will be like a sacrifice. Because then that Torah will atone for you and bring you to a high place. But if you don't leave an inspirational opportunity, and you don't just say, I'm going to do this right, and I'm going to do this right, but you say, I'm going to do something wrong, what am I going to do? I'm going to fall again. I'm not going to wake up on time, and I'm not going to pray properly to Hashem, and I'm not going to learn Torah consistently, I'm not going to keep up with my advisors, I'm not going to connect with the people who I know I need to connect with for them to inspire me. I'm going to do these things wrong, or even worse, I'm going to do Chas V'Shalom, an actual chait. An actual avera, something wrong that I know I'm going to do tomorrow. Asi lachto lacha. If we have in mind what we're going to do wrong, then this Torah that we have right now, the Torah that you learn to prepare yourself, will cause you that you won't even need to bring a sacrifice. Because as soon as you do a chet, chas v'shalom, you'll get rid of it right away and you'll realize that's not me, it's not me, this is not who I am. It won't linger with me for a moment. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi anochi. Because even Hashem picked me and my greatness. I know I deserve this, but me anochi, I need to prepare myself because something I'm going to do wrong, something I might do wrong. And Moshe had to instill within him that thought of yiras chet. I don't want to do one aspect of this entire mission wrong, even though I know I can do it, but I had to be prepared for my shortcomings. That when I do something wrong, I'm immediately going to say, that's where it is. I knew it was going to happen, but it's not me. Mi anochi. How am I going to do this? I need Hashem's help. So this Moshe Rabbeinu and Parsha Shemos, we should have a good week. It's Yom Rishon. The Koach of Parsha Shemos coming to Shabbos should lift us up. That we should anticipate our chataim so that when they happen, we can immediately say to ourselves, it's not me. It's not me. The Rebbe says a mushal, if you have a clothing that's dirty and you wash it right away so it's easy to clean. But if you have clothing that's dirty and it sits on the corner and you never pay attention to it, the dirt builds up and it builds up and you have to take it to the dry cleaners and now it costs money. And maybe they're going to burn it, it's not even going to work properly. We need to clean our clothing right away. As soon as we get dirty, to clean it right off, put it back in the hamper, and Baruch Hashem, it'll still be good. So we should always have night clothes to wear in front of Hashem. Have a great day.